by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah. Even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine. Even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine. And the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Musaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله ما شاء الله. Viewers of Mother Channel, welcome to Arise and Shine. Viewers of Mother Channel, on Rise and Shine, we have a different topic every week. But before we introduce the topic, we always give you a blessing of reciting Durood-e Pak, and then we listen to some verses of the Holy Quran. With regards to a blessing of Durood-e Pak, it has been narrated that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allahu Akbar, purity and ghusl are for everything, and the cleanliness of the hearts of believers is to recite Durood-e Pak upon me. Allahu Akbar. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of Mother Channel, as you know, after we've recited, given you a blessing of reciting Durood-e Pak, and the reason why we do this, viewers of Mother Channel, is to try to make you habitual, try to make it a habit that on a daily basis, or whenever, whatever time we get, to use that in reciting Durood-e Pak. And who knows that one extra Durood-e Pak that we recite today might make all the difference on the Day of Judgment. We're now going to listen to some verses of the Holy Quran, and I pray that every household, that they are fortunate enough that on a daily basis, they listen to or read some verses of the Holy Quran. Let's have the privilege of listening to some verses of the Holy Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon shaitan-e-mardood se.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا
ان الذين امنوا والذين هادوا والنصارى والصابئين من امن بالله واليوم الاخر وعمل صالحا فلهم اجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون.
بے شک ایمان والے نیز یہودیوں اور نصرانیوں اور ستارہ پرستوں میں سے وہ کہ سچے دل سے اللہ اور پچھلے دن پر ایمان لائیں اور نیک کام کریں، ان کا ثواب ان کے رب کے پاس ہے اور نہ انہیں کچھ اندیشہ ہو اور نہ کچھ غم.
وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَكُمُ طور خذوا ما آتيناكم بقوة واذكروا ما فيه لعلكم تتقون.
اور جب ہم نے تم سے عہد لیا اور تم پر طور کو اونچا کیا، لو جو کچھ ہم تم کو دیتے ہیں زور سے، اور اس کے مضمون یاد کرو اس امید پر کہ تمہیں پرہیزگاری ملے.
ثم توليتم من بعد ذلك فلولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته لكنتم من الخاسرين.
پھر اس کے بعد تم پھر گئے، تو اگر اللہ کا فضل اور اس کی رحمت تم پر نہ ہوتی تو تم ٹوٹے یعنی نقصان والوں میں ہو جاتے.
وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمُ الَّذِينَ اَعْتَدَوْ مِنْكُمْ فِي السَّبْتِ فَقُلَّا لَهُمْ كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ فَجَعَلَّاهَا نَكَالًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهَا وَمَا خَلْفَهَا وَمَوْعِظَةً لِلْمُتَّقِينَ.
اور بے شک ضرور تمہیں معلوم ہے تم میں کہ وہ جنہوں نے ہفتہ میں سرکشی کی تو ہم نے ان سے فرمایا کہ ہو جاؤ، بندر دھتکارے ہوئے، تو ہم نے اس بستی کا یہ واقعہ اس کے آگے اور پیچھے والوں کے لیے عبرت کر دیا اور پرہیزگاروں کے لیے نصیحت.
صدق اللہ العظیم.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Viewers of the channel, you're watching Rise and Shine, and we just had the blessed opportunity to listen to some verses of the Quran with the translation in Urdu as well. And the translation was from the great translation by Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, Kanzul Iman. And I would advise every household to get a copy of Kanzul Iman and have it in your household. And Alhamdulillah, Dawud Salami has also translated this into English as well. It is available on our website, www.dawatislami.net. And I pray that every household has a copy of this, because the translations are done in such a beautiful way that by reading the translation, it'll instill inside you a passion for the deen. It'll instill inside you a love for the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So please make sure that you have a copy of this in your household. And not only just have a copy, because a lot of places we have the copies of the Quran and we put them on the shelf and we put them in beautiful material and we wrap them up and make them look nice. Oh, we're not doing justice to the Quran by doing that, viewers of the channel. We need to make a habit of making sure that we read that Quran on a daily basis. We learn from that Quran on a daily basis. That book is our guidance book for our life. And I pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla that we live and die according to the teachings of the Quran. Viewers of the channel, you're watching Rise and Shine. And what are we going to talk about today? Today we're going to talk about that personality in your life that maybe isn't talked about a lot. We hear in our lives that we talk about our parents in general. We talk about our mother a lot as well. But we don't talk about our father as well. We don't give the justice to our father, the justice that he deserves. And today, inshallah, we're going to talk about your father. We're going to talk about your father and your roles and responsibilities and the status of your father in Islam as well. And hopefully we can learn something from it. And those people that are fortunate that have their mother and their father will hopefully benefit from this today. And those that haven't can, inshallah, make a habit of doing dua and isal iswab as well for them as well. So viewers of the channel, that's what we're going to talk about today. But before we talk about that, as you know, every day after the talawat of the Holy Quran, we have the kalam, inshallah. Today we're going to have a daily kalam. Let's listen to what the kalam is today. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم محمد سيد الكونين وثقلين محمد سيد الكونين وثقلين والفريقين من عرب ومن عجم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيب بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألوذ به يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألوذ به سواك عند حلول الحديث العمم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها فإن من جودك
الدنيا وضرتها ومن علومك علم اللوح والقلم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم ثم الرضا عن أبي بكر وعن عمر ثم الرضا عن أبي بكر وعن عمر وعن علي وعن عثمان ذي الكرم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا ربي جمعا طالبنا منك مغفرة يا ربي جمعا طالبنا منك مغفرة وحسن خاتمة يا مبدئ النعم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم واغفر لي قارئها واغفر لي سامعها واغفر لي قارئها واغفر لي سامعها سألتك الخير يا ذا الجود والكرم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Viewers of Madhi Channel, you're watching Rise and Shine, and I hope that you enjoyed that kalam as much as we all did here as well. Viewers of Madhi Channel, what are we talking about today? We're talking about our father, your father, and what a great status he has in Islam. And inshallah, we're going to give you a parable today, a little story that inshallah, hopefully we can benefit from. There is a book called Allah Walon Ki Baatein, which is published by Maktabatul Madina. And again, you can download this book completely free of charge from our website, www.dawatislami.net. And on page 14, it states that a person had four sons. When he fell ill, one of them said, either you three look after him, after look after the father and do not take anything from his inheritance, or let me look after him and I will not take anything from his inheritance. Now, before I complete the rest of the story, viewers of the channel, when I first read this, I was surprised that there's a son there that's saying that, let me look after the father and I won't take anything from the inheritance. Or you look after them and you don't take anything from the inheritance. And normally what happens nowadays is that when a child is looking after the father, he feels that because I'm the one that's caring for the father, I'm the one that's looking after the father, I deserve more of the inheritance. He stayed with me longer. But look at this son. The son said, you look after them and don't take anything from the inheritance. Or let me look after him and I won't take anything from the inheritance. And they all agreed. They all said, okay, you look after him and do not take anything from the inheritance. So he kept on looking after his sick father until his death. And he did not take anything from the inheritance. One night, he saw a dream in which he heard someone saying, go to such and such place and get 100 gold dinars. The man asked in his dream, does it have blessing? Does it have barakat in this? And the answer was no. The next morning, he related the dream to his wife. The wife said, take the dinars. The blessings of these dinars is that we will get our clothes stitched with them and we'll spend them on our life. The man refused to do so. The next night, again, he heard someone saying, go to such and such place and get 10 gold dinars. He then asked, does it have blessing? The reply once again was negative. And in the morning, he related the dream to his wife, and the wife said to him like before, but again, he refused to take them. The third night, he again saw a dream in which he heard, go to such and such place and get 1 dinar from there. And he asked, does this have blessing? Is there any barakat in this? Is there blessing in this? And the answer was yes. So the man went, took the dinar, and he went to the market. He found a man who was holding 2 fish, and he asked the price. The man replied, 1 dinar, and he bought both the fish for 1 dinar, and he went away. When he reached home, he split the bellies of both and found such a pearl from both which had never been seen before. On the other hand, the king at the time, he sent a person to find and buy the same kind of pearl. And the person found the same pearl with this man. And the man sold this pearl for 30 mules full of gold, loaded with gold. When the king saw the pearl, and he was so amazed with this pearl, how beautiful it was, pearl, he said to his servants that this pearl, it would be beautiful if it was even with, if it had two, you know, it would be even more beautiful if I have had 2 of them. Go and find another pearl exactly like it. So they went back. And the king said to him, even if you have to pay double that, go and find that pearl and pay for it. So the servants went to find that person. They found that person and said, do you have another pearl like this? And he said, yes, I do. And they said, we will buy it off you if you have it and we'll pay double the price. And so they paid double the price for the second pearl that this person had. Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jal, viewers of Money Channel, solves the problems of his bondsmen by his mercy. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran, and I give you again the translation from Kanzul Imam, and rely upon Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah is sufficient as the deposer of matters. With regards to this particular verse in Siratul Jinan, viewers of Money Channel, it says that one who trusts Allah Azza wa Jal in his worldly and his hereafter matters, Allah Azza wa Jal is sufficient for him. And so we know, viewers of the channel, from this there are many things that we can learn. One, to trust in Allah Azza wa Jal is a great deed. And therefore, we should find out means, but we should completely, we should work, we should try and strive and struggle. But at the same time, viewers of the channel, we need to trust Allah Azza wa Jal. And how amazing that son was, like I said early on, that he sacrificed what he thought he'd sacrificed. Well, he didn't even think that. He thought he was getting the better deal. For him, it was the better deal. The deal for him was that I get to look after my father. And he saw that as a blessing. He saw that as a good thing, that I am fortunate. I'm the lucky one. I don't want the inheritance. And he kind of like convinced his brothers in a sense that, look, if you let me look after him, then I won't take any inheritance. And so that was like almost like a bargaining chip, so to speak, that, look, let me look after my father and I won't take any inheritance. And nowadays, viewers of Malaysia, what happens is, nowadays it's the opposite. Nowadays the children are saying to the parents, you know, dad, don't you think you should go and visit our sister now? Don't you want to go and see my brother? I think you need to go and see him as well. His kids are missing you as well, aren't they? I think you need to go and see him as well. Or see their kids. The kids are probably missing. You need to go and see them as well. Rather than taking it as having a blessing that they have the father in the house and they can look after their father. Unfortunately, they're seeing this as a burden, that they want to get rid of the father. They want to get rid of the old parents. And again, what a sad state of affairs that we've come to. That same father, viewers of Mother Channel, that same father who would do everything for you, that same father, no matter what, he would go out in hot weather, he would go out in cold weather, it'd be raining, it'd be storms, whatever, he would go out and he'd earn a livelihood so that he could put food on your table, so he could put clothes for you. That same father, no matter how he was ill, he was weak, but he still would strive and go out there to provide for you. That same father that would do dua for his son and his daughter to be successful in this dunya. That same father that if his child was ill, he would be worried as well and he'd be concerned as well. That same father that used to shelter you, that same father that did everything for you, that same father that did dua for you, even that same father when he got old and he was weak and he could still not do anything there for you, but it would appear that he couldn't, that same father would love you and still do dua for you. But then what happens? How do we treat our father? Is our father someone that, whilst he's got money, whilst he's got wealth, whilst he's got that ATM and he's got a bank balance, he can do things for us, whilst he can provide me with a car, whilst he can provide me with things that I need, whilst he can get me married and provide me with all the things that I need, he is useful. But once he's done that, then he's no use whatsoever. He's got an expiry date. Yeah? Astaghfirullah. Is that what's happened? That our parents have got an expiry date, that as soon as they've got me married, as soon as they've got this, then the expiry date is there and then we just wait for them to pass away and that is it? You know, I remember a couple of weeks ago we had a Madri channel, a doctor, and he was talking about somebody, a specialist doctor that was earning £150,000 a year. £150,000 a year this specialist doctor was earning. And his mother was ill. And rather than looking for cures, looking for things to help his mother have a stable life, he was just saying that, you know, my mother's eating away at the inheritance. Is that what it is? Is that our parents have an expiry date that whilst they can earn money, they can give us money. And then after that, we want them to, you know, there's an expiry date. We want them to expire. We want them to expire so that we can get the inheritance. And that's it. Job done. Move on. Next case. Astaghfirullah, viewers of the channel. Those of you that have a father, you will only realize the true status of your father when you lose him. And it'll be too late then. It'll be too late then. And you'll remember, viewers of the channel, you remember all of those people that give you advice that said, look after your father, respect your father, take care of your father. And when they told you this, you're like, yeah, okay. And then when your father passes away, all of them words will ring in your head. Take care of your father. Look after your father. Spend time with your father. But then it can be too late, viewers of the channel. With regards to our parents, viewers of the channel, Allah Azza wa Jalla says in Surah Bani Israel, Ayat 23 and 24, and your Lord has commanded that do not worship anyone except Him, and treat parents with goodness. If one of them or both reach an old age in front of you, do not even say oof to them, and do not scold them, and speak to them with words of respect, and spread for them the arm of humbleness with a soft heart, and humbly request, do dua, O my Lord, have mercy on them both, just as they brought me up in my childhood. Regarding this blessed verse, Mulana Sayyid Mufti Muhammad Naimuddin Murabadi Ramatullahi Ta'ala said, when parents become weak, the body parts do not have power, and they become as weak in their last days as you were with them in your childhood. Do not say any such thing which shows that you are a burden on them. Neither scold them or speak loudly to them, but rather talk to them in a very respectful manner, as a slave or a servant talks to his master. Treat them gently and humbly, and treat them with affection and love. When they feel bored because they brought you up with love and you were helpless, and do not become stingy in spending what they need. It means, no matter how greatly you treat and look after them in the world, you cannot fulfill the rights of their favors. A bondsman should make dua to Allah Azza wa Jalla to have a blessing and mercy on them. And he should humbly say, oh my Lord, my services cannot be returned for their favors. You have mercy on them so that can be a return of their favor. Allahu Akbar. Viewers of the channel, our parents, our father, our mother, do we give them the time of day? Do we sit with our parents? You know, because when our parents get old, in some places, in some countries, in some environments, they need your money. Yes, because they don't have any money anymore and they need you to feed them and clothe them and look after them. And it's your responsibility, it's your duty. And you should do it happily. But in a lot of cases, they don't need that. And the one thing that they need, you find hardest to give. Many children will find it easy to say, okay, you know, when you're making them food, just make a little bit more for mum and dad. It's okay, it's not the difference, is it? And when they go and buy some clothes, they'll buy a pair of clothes for mum and dad as well. But the one thing your parents need, probably more than that, and you find it hard to give, and it costs so little, but in our own minds is so expensive, is our time. Our parents want their time. They just want you to sit with them. They just want you to talk to them. They just want you to remember things that happened in the past and tell them stories and cheer them up generally. You know, and that's what will make their day, viewers of Mother Channel. That's all they need. They need your time. They need you to sit there and talk with them and spend time with them. And then inshallah, you'll see that the smile will come on their face, the du'as will come from their lips, and you'll see what a great blessing it is that you are lucky enough that you've got your parents there. But we unfortunately, we can't find time, can we? We can't find time to sit with our mum and dad. We're too busy. We haven't got time to even ring them up and speak to them and ask them how they are and ask them if they need anything, because we're so busy. We're so busy engrossed in this dunya that we forgot our roles, forgot our responsibilities, forgot our parents, them same parents. That same father that when you were ill, he would go out and he would go and get medicine from you. That same father, when you would go out together with him, and if the weather got really bad, that same father would make you stand behind him so that he could be a shade for you from the heat, or a shade for you from the rain, a shade from you from the storm. He would stand in front of you and he would protect you and he would stand there for you. That same father that would pick you up from school, drop you off at school, buy the things that you wanted. You would point at something in a shop, and maybe your father could not remember, could not buy it there and then, but he would put it in his mind that my son wants that, and he would save up and he would die buy that for him, sacrificing his own needs, his own wants, so he could buy that bike for you, buy that game for you, buy that toy for you, sacrificing his own needs and his own wants. That same child that would, if you were in a family that didn't have a lot, would put good food in front of his child and give the child daily milk and give the child daily good food, and he would sacrifice his own health. And then when that same father gets old, when that same father gets weak, we come into the house with fruit and we hide it from our parents and take it into the back room or take it upstairs so our parents can't see it, so we can feed our own children. We don't want to give it to mum and dad. There's only enough for us. There's only enough for me, my wife and my kids. I ain't got enough about my mum and dad. So that's why I've not brought any. I just bought it for us. And we forget our mum and dad. We don't give them that fruit. We don't give them that nice food that you brought out from outside, because we've only brought enough for us. Why? One, why did you only buy enough for yourself? And why is there is always enough to share around if we share around? It's not how much you got in your hand that matters for you as money. It's not how much money you've got in your pocket. It's how big your heart is. How big your heart is and how big your heart is in serving your parents. And those people, we've seen it. I've seen it many, many times for you as the Money Channel. That people, certain individuals, and as I'm talking to you, I'm thinking about those individuals now, that people say that that person is very, very lucky. He's been successful in this dunya. He's never had any problems in this dunya. And people will turn around and say, well, he looked after his parents. He looked after his parents' views of Money Channel, and his parents did dua for him. And if a parent didn't dua for his children, how can that child be unsuccessful? Have we achieved the duas of our parents? Do our parents do dua for us? Has your father ever done a dua for you? Has your mother ever raised her hands and said, I'm happy with my son, I love him? Have they ever said, I love my daughter, I love him? How many times has that happened? If it has happened, then you're lucky that your parents have done dua for you. That you are lucky that your father or your mother has said that, I love you, son, I love you, daughter. But have we served our parents? Have we done anything? We know that that person is successful that says that, my son, I love you. My daughter, I love you. But what have we done? Do we love our parents? Do we love our father? Do we love our mother? Do we do all those things that will attain that love? You know, our parents, they love us unconditionally, but we do those things to hurt them. We don't give them time. We don't sit with them. We don't talk to them. There's something that are just in the corner of the room that they're there and we're waiting for them to go. And we're sitting down and we're thinking to ourselves, well, I've got one brother, there's me, there's my brother. Then the property is worth £100,000, I'll get £50,000, you'll get £50,000. Is that all your parents have become?
views of the channel. Go and ask somebody. Go and ask somebody who's lost their father, lost their mother. And say to them, if I could bring your father here today, if I could bring your mother here today, for one moment, tell me what you would give me. Tell me what you would give me. They would give you everything. They would give you everything that they've got just to spend one moment with their father, one moment with their mother. But whilst they're alive, we haven't got time. Today we're talking about the blessings of our father. And before we go to the daily reminder, something I'm going to say all this program, I'm going to say it so many times if you're on the channel. If you have a father, if you have a mother that's in old age, they're a blessing. Look after them, care for them whilst you can. And if you've not, if you've lost your father, if you've lost your mother, then do whatever good deeds you can and pass them on to your blessed parents. Go and visit their relatives, go and visit their friends and talk about them and remember them and do good deeds for them. We're watching Rise and Shine. Our views on the channel, as you know, at this time, we go to our daily reminder. Let's go to the daily reminder, inshallah, and see what we can learn today. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to our daily reminder. Inshallah, Azzawajal, a very beautiful piece of advice from a personality. He says, when you are about to commit a sin, think about three things. Number one, Allah is watching you. Number two, angels are recording your deeds. And number three, death is closer than you think. Now, if you take all of these three advices from this person, and subhanallah, you know how true it is that whenever we commit a sin, always think to yourself, Allah Ta'ala is watching over us. We can't hide anywhere. You can't go into a dark cave and think that I can commit a sin here. Allah Ta'ala, ma'azallah, will not be watching me. That will never happen. You can't go into the deepest of the oceans and commit a sin thinking to yourself that Allah Azza wa Jalla, ma'azallah, will not watch me. Allah Ta'ala, you can be anywhere. You can be in the deepest part of the world, in the deepest part of the ocean. You can be anywhere where no one is watching you. But remember, Allah Azza wa Jalla is always watching you. We can never be out of the lands of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So therefore, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, have this conscious, have this thought inside ourselves that Allah Ta'ala is watching you. And then the other thing, that whenever we commit a sin, the angels, the kiraman katibin, these two angels, they will write the bad deed. They will write the sin that we have done. And remember, that sin will stay there forever. But the pleasure of what we have done, the pleasure of that sin will vanish one time. And then what will happen? The sin will remain forever until we do tawbah. And ma'azallah, Allah Ta'ala forbid, if we do not do tawbah, we will be held responsible on the day of judgment. So always think to yourself that it's not something that we do and then nothing's going to happen. No one's going to find out. You might be locked up, locking yourself up in a room. You've got all the locks on. No one's watching you. You've turned off the security cameras. You think no one is watching you. You think that you are alone at home. No one is watching you. No person is watching you. Your Creator is always aware of you. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. La ta'khuzuhu sinatun wa la nawm. Allah Azza wa Jal is always watching you. Allah Ta'ala knows what you are doing. Allah Ta'ala even knows the thoughts that are going through your mind. Allah Ta'ala knows what you are thinking about in your heart. So how can we escape Allah Azza wa Jal? And then these kiraman katibin, every time they are ready to write all our bad deeds, all our good deeds, make sure these angels are busy writing our good deeds rather than making them busy writing your sins. Because what will happen is these sins, they will remain forever. And the enjoyment that we get from committing a sin, that enjoyment will not last forever. It lasts for what? 1 minute, 2 minutes, a few minutes, a few hours, a few days. And then what? That enjoyment will go. But that sin will remain with us. And just imagine, the third thing, death is closer than you think. Just we think that we're going to be old. You think that you're going to be 65, 70, 100 years old before you die. That's not the case. Go to the graveyards and look at the gravestones, and you'll find many people that are buried inside the graveyard. They are under 50 years old. So what makes us think that we are going to live forever? What makes us think that I can carry on with my life? Nothing's going to happen. I can enjoy myself. You can still enjoy yourself by, you know, and being inside the beautiful boundaries of Sharia. Who says you can't enjoy yourself? You can enjoy yourself, but enjoy yourself in rather than displeasing, rather than angering Allah Azza wa Jal. Enjoy yourself by pleasing your Rabb. Enjoy yourself by following the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, once we live a life of these thoughts in our mind, that always be conscious. One Buzurg Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, whenever he used to offer his salah, he used to be, you know, so conscious about his death. He used to be conscious that death is just behind me. He used to think to himself that I am walking over the bridge of Sirat. He used to think to himself that my death is chasing me and my grave is ready for me. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, our graves may be dug. Our coffins will already be prepared for us. But we are heedless. We don't know what we are doing. We are living our life as if nothing's going to happen. Things will change dramatically. Things can change overnight. Things can change in a second. Anything can happen. So always be prepared that when you die, you are going to meet your Rabb Azza wa Jal. When you leave this world, when you are inside that dark grave, the Munkar Nakir will come inside your grave. They will ask you the answers. So always prepare for that. What a beautiful advice. Let me remember these three things again. Number one, before you sin, think to yourself, Allah is watching you. Number two, Allah's angels are recording your deeds. And number three, death is closer than you think. If you had a security camera, and would you see people robbing from that place? They'll be thinking twice. Why? Security cameras are on. Someone is watching me. Yeah? People are scared of security cameras because some person is watching them. Are we not scared of Allah, who is always watching over us? Are we not scared that Allah Azza wa Jalla is always watching me? Are we not scared that the angels are writing the bad deeds? And are we not scared that the lazzat will finish one day and the sin will stay with me forever? Now is the time that we did tawbah in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of Madani Channel, we just had a daily reminder there from Hafiz Arfaqat Attari, one of our mubaliks here in the UK. And to basically sum up, he was saying that Allah is watching you. Allah is watching you. Allah is watching you. And a lot of people within the environment of Dawah Islamiyah, they put stickers up on the doors and stickers up in the rooms to remind them that Allah is watching you. You know, wherever you are doing, whatever work you are doing, Allah is watching you. And you know, foolish people, what they do is they close the door and think nobody can hear them. They switch off the light and think nobody can see them. They go to a different place and think nobody knows them there. And then they don't realize that Allah is watching them. Allah hears, knows, and sees everything. And when you become aware of that, viewers of Madani Channel, when you can become aware of the fact that Allah is watching you, whatever you are doing, no matter what you are doing, no matter where you are, no matter how you are, then you'll have this consciousness that I need to make sure that I do what is right and don't do what is wrong. And when your parents get old, when your father gets old, Allah is watching you. Allah is watching you. Allah remembers and sees everything. He sees how you are treating your father. And not only Allah is watching you, your children are watching you. Your children are watching how you are treating their grandfather, how you are treating your father. And when they are watching you, they're remembering. They're learning. And they will think to themselves, this is how, when we get older, this is how we should treat our father. This is how we should look after our father. Now, if you're treating your father good with love and respect, then that's what they'll learn. If you're teaching your children to just ignore the father, don't give the time or anything to the father, then that's what they will learn. They'll learn from you, viewers of Mother Channel. And the other thing that Hafiz Rifaqat said, he said that when you commit a sin, then that pleasure disappears and the sin stays with you. But in the same way, viewers of Mother Channel, whenever there is any hardship, whenever you have to perform a good deed, and it is hard to perform it, like getting up in the morning for Fajr, like performing wuzu with cold water, like walking to the masjid when it's raining or when it's cold, and going there and performing ibadat or whatever it is, whatever hardship it is, fasting in the long hot days, then that hardship disappears and that good deed stays with you forever. Viewers of Mother Channel, your parents aren't a hardship. They're not a hardship. They are not. But when they disappear, however you treated them, that will stay with you forever. If you treated them badly, that sin will stay with you. If you treated them good, then that good deed will stay with you. And on the Day of Judgment, how do you want to present yourself with your parents? When you are asked on the Day of Judgment, how did you treat your father? What will your answer be? On the Day of Judgment, when you asked, how did you treat your mother? What will your answer be? On the Day of Judgment, if you asked, did you give time to your parents? What will your answer be? I was too busy. I had a business to run. I had a family to bring up. I had this to do. I had that to do. You know, you hear it so many, I've heard it so many times, and every time I hear it, it really makes you think. Amir al-Sunnat has said it, Nigrani Shura said it, many, many Bubuliks have heard it. They say that two parents can bring up seven children. Seven children are them same children that did not have the strength to be able to do this. Them seven children couldn't feed themselves, couldn't nourish their thirst, couldn't change their clothes, couldn't wash themselves. Them two parents brought up seven children. But when one of them gets to an old age, them seven children can't bring up that one parent. How sad is that? How sad is that? We find it hard to clean our parents, them same parents that cleaned you. Do you not remember that? Do you not remember how many times they changed your pampers, they changed your nappies, how many times they changed it? How many times they washed you and cleaned you? How many times they fed you? How many times they got up in the middle of the night to feed you? How many times where you couldn't sleep so they got up and talked with you and played with you so that you could go to sleep? If you weren't well, that same father was sat next to your bed and he was pressing your head and pressing your feet. Have you forgot about that? Did they not find time for you and now you can't find time for them? Oh, I've got to get up in the morning. Oh, I've got to go here, I've got to go there, I've got to see him, I've got to do this. I ain't got time. I'm a busy person. What is the point? What is the point of being busy in that dunya when you haven't got the love and respect of your parents? What is the point of earning so much money when you've lost your father and your mother? Them same parents who brought you up as a Money Channel. You know this topic? This topic should be close to everyone's heart. Because we all have parents. And we're all going to lose our parents. And you know, a human being, you know they say that, you know the circuit board inside a computer. You know you have a circuit board inside here, you have a circuit board inside here. It's wired in a certain way. It's wired in a way that this will happen and this will happen. It knows what's going to happen. Human beings in general, they're wired, if I was to use that term, they're wired in such a way, it's our fitrat, it's our nature, that we are brought up thinking to ourselves that our parents are going to die. And so you know. And what happens is when things go against nature, go against fitrat, for example, if the child passes away before the parent, then that shock to the parent is great. And it's an extreme shock, and they find it hard to overcome it. But no matter if you've lived your whole life, you've lived 40 years, 50 years, 60 years, and your parents are still alive, and you know that one day your father's going to pass away. One day your mother's going to pass away, and you know it. But viewers of Mother Channel, when it happens, it comes as such a shock to the system. And all of these regrets, then the first thing that will come in, all of these regrets will come flooding in. All these regrets will come in that, why didn't I do this? Why didn't I do that? Why didn't I spend this? Why didn't I do that? You know, sometimes, you know, we see our parents that they would like something. Our father would like something. And you think to yourself, well, I can afford it, but I can't really afford it, but forget it. Yeah, he'll forget about it. Yeah, your father will forget about it. He won't mind.
He won't mind if you don't buy it for him. He won't be upset if you didn't buy it for him. But how happy he would be if you did. How happy he would be if you fulfilled the desires of your parents. That if they wish to have something, that you provide for them. They wish a certain food, you get it for them. They wish a certain dish, you get it for them. How happy would your parents be? Why don't we do it? Because we forgot. We forgot the duty that our parents give to us. We forgot what they have done for us. And no matter how much you do for yourself on the chain, you can live your whole life. You can live your whole life 24/7 serving your parents. You will not be able to fulfill the rights of your parents. You'll not be able to recompense that time that your parents spent for you in childhood, where they stayed up all night. They carried you in their arms. You were crying. You couldn't go to sleep. They didn't go to sleep. They didn't say, oh, well, you go to sleep. You sort yourself. I'm going to sleep. No, they carried you. They cared for you. They talked to you. They cared for you. They did everything for you. They couldn't sleep. You couldn't sleep because you were disturbed. You couldn't sleep because you had toothache. You couldn't sleep because you had a stomach pain or whatever it was. And they stayed up all night with you. And now that same parent, he's weak, he's ill. He's struggling to sleep. She's struggling to sleep. And you haven't got time for them. With regards to the father, viewers of Mother Channel, we're back to the father. Again, I keep on digressing because this is a topic that is close to my heart, close to your heart, close to everybody's heart, our parents, because they are something that are such a great blessing. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, with regards to the father is the middle door of paradise. It is up to you whether you protect it or leave it. You've got a door. You can go through that door to paradise. Do you want to protect that door? Do you want to open that door? Or do you want to leave that door? You've lost. If you lose that door of yours on the channel, you've lost one of your golden chances to enter into paradise. In another hadith, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a son, he cannot fulfill the right of his father even if his son fathers his father as a slave and frees him after buying him. Meaning if you find that your father is a slave, and you buy his freedom and you free him, you've still not fulfilled his rights. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal is in the pleasure of the father. And the displeasure of Allah azza wa jal is in the displeasure of the father. I've said it before, simple recipe, isn't it? You know, people say that, how do I make this? How do I make that? Well, you need a bit of this, you need a bit of that, you need to put this in it, you need to put that in it, and you've achieved your goal. How do we achieve the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal in the pleasure of our Father? How do we achieve the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jal in the displeasure of our Father? Allahu Akbar. In another hadith, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the obedience to Allah Azza wa Jal is in the obedience to the Father. And the disobedience to Allah Azza wa Jal is in the disobedience to our Father. And we haven't got time to listen to our Father, have we? How many times do we disobey our Father? How many times does our father wish us to do something and we haven't got time? Allahu Akbar. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the one who finds his parents or one of them and does not treat them well, he gets away from the mercy of Allah azza wa jal, and he deserves the wrath of Allah azza wa jal. If you don't treat your parents well, you're deserving of the wrath of Allah azza wa jal. If you treat your parents well, you are deserving of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And that's why, look around you, viewers on the channel, you see those people that they did serve their parents. Fortunate are those that see their parents. And Allah Azza wa Jalla blesses them. You know, Allah Azza wa Jalla shows mercy upon them. And they are happy with their lives. And they are fortunate ones that have got the opportunity to look after them. And like I mentioned earlier on, that story about the son that he said that, you know, give me the father to look after, and I won't want my inheritance. Even today, yes, there are such families that will quarrel with each other so that they can look after that. I want to look after mum. No, I want to look after mum. No, I want to look after mum. And they quarrel with each other. And you know, and when a mother sees her children quarreling, she's not very happy. When children are fighting with each other, yeah, she's obviously not happy. But just think of the happiness that you can put into the father's heart. Just think of the love and the happiness that you can put into the mother's heart where she sees or the father sees the children quarreling. And what are they quarreling about? Who's going to look after? I want to look after. No, you've had your turn. She was with you for 6 weeks. She's staying with me now. My children want to see grandma. My children want to see granddad. They want to stay with me. And you're quarreling over that. Just think of the happiness that you're going to put in the heart of the mother. Just think of the happiness that you're going to put in the heart of the father. That their children, they're quarreling. They're quarreling over who's going to look after the father. Who's going to look after the mother? You know, normally a mother and father aren't happy when the children are quarreling. But in this thing, just think to yourself, Allahu Akbar. How fortunate that a mother is, how a heart will be full of pride, the father's heart will be full of pride that my children, they want to look after me. Allahu Akbar. But then, that father who hears you making a phone call, well, it's your turn now, isn't it? Come on, when are you going to collect him? Are you going to collect him tomorrow? Okay, make sure you collect him on time, yeah, because I've got to go out after that, yeah? 9 o'clock, make sure you're at 9 o'clock because 9:30 I'm going out. How would your father feel then? Your father's not going to be filled with a heart of pride now, is he? He's not going to be filled with a heart of happiness now, isn't he? Every word you speak is like giving him an injection of poison, taking him closer and closer to that dark and lonely grave. And you know what's unfortunate? What is really unfortunate, that's what we want. We want our parents out of the way. We want our freedom. Yeah, my father's holding me back. I could go here, I could go there, I could do this, I could do that. But because of my dad, I can't do it. I can't do it. Allahu Akbar. But that same son who looked after his father and gave away his inheritance, did he not think the same? Did he not have other things that he could be busy with? Did he not have a wife? And we see from the wife that the wife said to him that, yes, we need that money, we need that blessings. So they were human beings like me and you, viewers of Money Channel. You know, whenever you hear these stories of the pious predecessors, whenever you hear the stories of the companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, remember this, they were human beings. They had stomachs, they had needs, they had wants. They needed clothes on their body, they had children to look after, they had families to feed, they had parents to look after. And they did all of this with happiness. And they sacrificed all of this as well with happiness. Allahu Akbar. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that none of you should verbally abuse his father at all. Blessed companions humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how is it possible that a person can verbally abuse his father? The beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if he verbally abuses the father of someone, he will verbally abuse his father. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. You know, the Sahaba Karam, the companions were shocked. But what is amazing is that they were shocked by that. And nowadays we see people that they abuse their fathers without even thinking about it. God, leave me alone. I ain't got time for you. Stop telling me what to do. I know what I'm doing. I know what's right and what's wrong. Who are you to tell me what to do? You're old age. You came from a village. You don't know what's happening today. Yeah, I know what's happening today. You don't know. I know. I know. I know. Okay. Let's say, for example, your father did come from a village. Let's say, for example, your father is illiterate. Let's say, for an example, your father doesn't have knowledge of anything. Let's say you are the master, the PhD, the doctor, you are the know-all. You know everything. Okay, you know everything. Your father knows nothing. It still does not give you a right to talk to your father like that. It still does not give you a right to talk to your father like that. Even if you know that what you're telling the father is telling you is not true. Acha, baji, okay, dad. Acha. Okay. Yeah, I didn't know that, Dad. Okay, Dad. Okay. Yeah, I didn't know that. Brother Singh, you don't know what you're talking about. How do you know that? You don't know that. That's not true. I've read this. I've done that lecture. I've been here. I've done that degree. I know. You don't know. Tell me which one of them two phrases will please your father. Viewers of Mother Channel, you're watching Rise and Shine, and we're going to now go to the daily hadith, and hopefully we can learn something unique today as well. Let's go to the daily hadith. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah. By the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu has reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, Salasun man kunna fihi wajata halawat al-Iman, that whosoever possesses three qualities, three such attributes, will attain the sweetness of Iman. He will attain the sweetness of faith. What are those three qualities, dear viewers of Rise and Shine? Firstly, أن يكون الله ورسوله أحب إليه مما سواهما. That Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam become the most beloved to this individual over everything else. That he loves Allah and His Messenger the most in regards to anything else. For this, one needs to dedicate and invest his time in learning about the beautiful religion of Islam, safeguarding himself from those things which could possibly earn the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, the more we study about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his character, his life, his dealings, then the more love we shall cherish in regards to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts. The second thing, that the person, he loves another person only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning that within our hearts, we should keep our hearts clean, and within our hearts, we should not have any hatred or any malice towards anyone else. And the third quality mentioned, that he hates leaving the fold of Islam, he hates reverting towards back to disbelief, as he hates to be thrown into the fire of hell. This is how much he hates to leave the folds of Islam. This implies on how strongly rooted one ought to be upon his Islamic beliefs and values. Subhanallah, what a beautiful hadith. May Allah Ta'ala allow us to ponder over this hadith and implement these three great qualities within our lives so that we too can attain the sweetness of Iman. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of Mother Channel, today we're talking about your father. Yes, your father, your blessed father, that same father who did everything for us. And we heard some hadiths from the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with regards to the status of our fathers. And fortunate is he who gets the du'as of his parents, the du'as of his father, the love and respect of them as well. And you know what happens, unfortunately, is that as long as a father keeps on earning money, the children like him. You know, they see him as being very valuable. He has his own status. But as he falls ill, as he gets old, he's not able to work. And, you know, if he makes any decision against the temperament of the child, then that respect starts to disappear. Because as the child gets older, he thinks he knows it all. And as the child gets older and his father's not giving him any money now, or as the father's getting older and he's earned the money himself, then he doesn't realize the status of the father. And then what happens is if in that household the mother passes away, if the mother passes away before the father, then the father starts to be feeling lonely, depressed, upset. And at that time, he needs your time even more, because his lifelong partner that he used to spend all that time talking to, spending time with, you know, eating with, sitting with, everything, now they've lost that partner. And now they need your time even more. They need you to give time even more. And unfortunately, you know, we don't give them time. And unfortunately, what happens is now, unfortunately, we've come to that state where we're putting our old people, our parents, our elders, into old people's home, and literally leaving them there to die, leaving them there to pass away. And a thought came to my mind, I remember hearing this views of Mother Channel, that there was a, you know, when someone's unfortunate that they are in an old people's home, then the one thing that they are looking forward to, because they're sitting there all day, what are they doing all day? They're sitting there, they may be watching TV, maybe reading something. The one thing that they are looking forward to is to see their children. And the children haven't got time. The children are going to want them. There was an instance once where a person, his mother was in an old people home. She'd been there for some time. And one day, the nurses from the old people home phoned up the son and said, your mother is dying. If you want to come and see your mother, then come and see her. So he came to the old people's home. And he was sat there with his mother. And he said to his mother, Mum, is there anything that you want? If there's anything that you want, let me know. And the mother said, Son, I have one thing that I would like you to do. And so the son said, Yes, Mum, what is it you want me to do? Son, you know, in this old people's home, it gets very, very hot. Very, very stuffy in here. Can you fit AC in here? Can you get AC fitted in here? And he looked at her thinking to himself that my mother's about to die. Yeah. She's not going to take the benefits of the AC. And he plucked up the courage and he said, Mum, you know you're dying. You know that this state that you're in at the moment, you know, Mum, you need to, you know, prepare for yourself that you're going to die, recite Kalama, etc., etc. And there's no point in fitting an AC. And the mother said, my son, I'm not fitting that AC for myself. I want the AC fitted in that old people's home so that when your children bring you here, you have the benefits of the AC. Even at that moment, your parent is still thinking about you. Your father, your mother is still thinking about you. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. As you sow, you shall reap. It's a famous saying. It is stated in a hadith views of Mother Channel. As you sow, you shall reap. And commenting on this hadith, Allama Abdul Rauf Manawi, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, has written, the way you do, in the same way you will be given its return. Whatever you do to someone, the same will happen to you. Whatever you do to someone, the same will happen to you. And Allah Hazrat, Imam al-Sunnat, Shah Ahmad Raza Khan, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, has mentioned, when the unwise, the mischievous, and the silly gain power and energy, they use it on the old father and disobey him. Soon they will see what they will get in return for what they did when they grew old. Regarding that saying, as you sow, you shall reap. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Sabit Bunani, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, said that at some place a person was beating his father. Astaghfirullah. A person was beating his father and people reproached him and said, oh, unfortunate person, what are you doing? Upon this, the father said, leave him, because I would also beat my father here at the same place. Therefore, my son is also beating me at the very same place. Is the return for the same? Do not stop him. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. There was a person that was sick of his old father, and a young man actually went to throw him in the river. And the father said, oh son, throw me a little bit more distance into the deep river. Don't throw me here, throw me over there. And the son said, why should I not throw you here in the corner? And why should I throw you there in the deep water? And the father replied, because here is where I threw my father. Here is where I threw my father. Don't throw me here, throw me somewhere else. And hearing this, the son trembled with fear and thought that it would also happen to him one day. And he took his father to his home and started looking after him. As you sow, you shall reap. As you sow, you shall reap. How have you treated your parents? How are you treating your parents? Is that how you want to be treated by your children? Is that how you want to be looked after by your parents? Because however you look after your parents, that is how you will look after them. And so, you know, our children, viewers of Mother Channel, our children see exactly what we do. You know, we get upset. We get upset when our child doesn't listen to us. You know, and when our child doesn't listen to us, we get upset. And not only that, we scold him. We shout at him for not listening to you. Our parents, when we don't listen to them, when they get old, they don't shout us. They don't scold us. They don't tell us off. Why? Why? Because they're afraid of us. They're afraid of us now. They're afraid of us now that we will rebuke them. We're afraid of them that we won't listen to them. And so what will happen is that child, that, but it'll still hurt them. If we don't listen to our parents, don't think because they remain silent, they're not bothered. Just because our parents have got old doesn't mean to say the brains aren't working, doesn't mean to say they can't see, they can't hear, they can't speak. They can do all these things. All these things are functioning in most of the cases. But maybe they don't make you aware of the pain that they have received through you. Maybe they don't make you aware of what they're seeing or what they're hearing. Maybe they don't make you aware of what you're saying behind their back because they can hear it. And not only that, sometimes you say something to your children, and the children will go and say it to grandma, will go and say it to grandfather. Yeah, mum was saying this about you today, dada. Dad was saying this about you today, dada. Children, they're innocent, they'll speak. And they will tell them, and think of the pain that you will give to the parents. At a young age, viewers of Mother Channel, our children, the way that we bring up our children is very important for us. When a child is young, if he does something wrong, we think to him, well, he's only young, isn't he? He's only young, isn't he? When he grows up, he'll sort himself out. And so we don't train our children that properly. And we don't give that upbringing to our children. And like I keep on saying, the tarbiyat that you give to the children is like inscribing in stone. You know, when you inscribe something in stone, you carve something into a stone, it stays there. It stays there for generations.
It can stay there for a lifetime. You know, whilst that stone is there, it'll be written in that stone, whatever you write in that stone. And people, they engrave in stone dates and whatever they do. And it stays there for a lifetime. The tarbiyah that you're giving to the children is engraving it in them. So the upbringing that you're giving to them, the way you bring them up, the way they see you treating the elders is exactly as you're going to treat. As you sow, you shall reap. As you sow, you shall reap. As you treat your parents, how you treat your parents is how you're going to treat to them. Basically, life is like that, viewers and mothers. Life is like a mirror. How you treat your parents is how you will be treated as you have become a parent. How you treat colleagues will be how colleagues will treat you. How you treat neighbors will be how neighbors treat you. How you treat your children will be how your children treat their children. And it will pass on. So when you see your parents, your children, not looking after their grandchildren, when you see your children not caring for their grandchildren, them same grandchildren that now you love, and you get upset that your children are not caring for them, think to yourself, you were the same. You cared for them as well. Allahu Akbar. A person said to his father, you wasted me by not bringing me up as per Islamic teachings in my childhood. Therefore, now I will waste you in your old age. Allahu Akbar. As you sow, you shall reap. How were we brought up, viewers of Malaysia? How did we bring up our children? Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. It is narrated in a book called Call to Righteousness that Amir al-Sunnah has written. And in this book, it states that there was a rich person who had no children. He made great efforts for a child but could not succeed. And someone advised him to go to the sacred Makkah al-Mukarramah, go inside the Masjid al-Haram and near Maqam al-Agrim Ibrahim and make dua. And he said, Inshallah Azza wa Jal, your desire will be fulfilled. He did the same. And Allah Azza wa Jal blessed him with a child. He blessed him with a child. And this beautiful son he brought up with great elegance. Since the child was the only child, he was given so much love. He was spoiled. He was given everything. But he was given all of these worldly things, but he was not given a correct upbringing. He was not brought up according to the Islamic teaching. He was not given that tarbiyat. He was given every worldly desire that he had. And since the child was the only one, he was given so much love, but not the correct upbringing, due to which he became extravagant. His father realized it very late and stopped giving money to his son. When his father stopped giving money to his son, he started to oppose his father. He started to get angry at his father. He started to get annoyed with his father. He started to build hatred inside his father. And that same son, whose father went to Makkah Sharif, his father went to the Kaaba, his father went to the Maqam Ibrahim and did dua for him, that same son, he never went to Makkah al-Mukarramah. He went to Maqam Ibrahim and he stood there and he made dua that his father would pass away as soon as possible so that he could inherit the father's wealth for him. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, viewers of Mother Channel. As you sow, you shall reap. As you sow, you shall reap. Viewers of Mother Channel, we're going to go to a small package now. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Knowledge is light. Knowledge is light. For the sake of Medina, we are calling upon you, Allah. We love Madani Channel. We love Madani Channel. Do make the children watch Madani Channel every day so that they learn the knowledge of Islam from now. We love Madani Channel. We love Madani Channel. I will reach out to people all over the world to spread the sunnah. Allahu, Allahu, شفا پا کے جائے.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of Madani Channel, you just watched a small package there that just explains some of the departments of Dawah Islami, Madani Channel, the Translation Majlis, and I think the Madani Kafla Majlis and a few other majlises were mentioned there. You know, just Madani Channel alone, as you see that you're watching Madani Channel now, viewers of Madani Channel, and on Madani Channel there are no advertisements whatsoever. It's completely free to air. I remember that when we brought Madani Channel here in the UK, and we got the licenses. And at that time, we were given the opportunity, they were told to us that, do you wish to make it a fee-paying channel or a free-to-air channel? And at that time, a lot of the people were saying to us that when we consulted with a lot of people, and we did mashwara with a lot of people, they said, make it £12 a month. People will pay £12 a month, inshallah. People will pay £12 a month. Make it a subscription channel. Then you don't have the worries of running the channel, the fees of running the channel, the satellite fees, the going to air fees, the camera fees, and all. You won't have them issue. And we said, no. The Masharat at the time, they all agreed that this will be a free-to-air channel. And alhamdulillah, here in the UK, we've been broadcasting live now for approximately 11 years. And I think for maybe 12 or 13 years that this channel has been broadcasting all over the world. And it is with your support, viewers of Madani Channel, that we are continuing. And I remember, alhamdulillah, we're very, very lucky that we've been running like 11, 12 years now. And I don't think ever once have we been in a position where we've had to delay the payments for the fees and etc. that we're doing. Yes, it's not easy, and yes, we still need your help and support. And so, viewers of Madani Channel, I would request all of the viewers, please set up a standing order, a direct debit into the Madani Channel account. And inshallah, Azawajal, if you need to know what the account is for Madani Channel, then please let us know, inshallah, Azawajal, and we'll get you that account. And I look at the finances of Dawah Islami, and I see that people put into that. And there are people that put in £1 a week, £1 a month, some people in £12, £15, £100, whatever is your need. So viewers of Madani Channel, I would request you all to set up a small standing order, a small direct debit. So the blessings of Madani Channel that you saw, just some of the programs, the Madani Muzakara, the programs that we teach, the Salah, all the other programs that are on, Dilon Ki Rahat that is on at the moment, and all the other programs that are on, you will also get the sawab for that as well. So I humbly request each and every one of you to take advantage of Madani Channel. Take advantage. When I say take advantage, I mean it two ways. One, take advantage of it to take the blessings of it by watching Madani Channel. But at the same time, get the reward. Get the reward for the fact that other people are watching Madani Channel by giving some sort of donation to the running of Madani Channel, inshallah. And then inshallah, you will be rewarded as well. And the other department that was mentioned very briefly there was the translation department. Again, alhamdulillah, a lot of work is taking place here. And here in the UK, now the UK department is now fully functioning. And here in the UK, all of the translation work that will be in English will now be done here from the UK. For a long period of time, it was done in Pakistan as well. But now the UK-born scholars here, the UK people here are translating it every day, inshallah. So all the translation work is taking place here. And inshallah, that will increase as well. But as you see, the many other languages are there as well. And if you go onto our website, www.dawatislami.net, you will see on there that many other languages the books are translated into. And I've said it before as well, that viewers of Madani Channel, if you get an opportunity, if you know somebody that knows Spanish, knows German, knows Turkish, knows whatever language, some Malawi languages, all these languages, then, you know, send them a link for this booklet. And if they download that book, they read it, inshallah, they benefit from it, you'll get the sawab as well. And that's completely free of charge. The books are all there, available to be downloaded. You can order the books, you can get them in the book form for a minimal cost. The Maktabat al-Madina department runs on a no-profit, no-loss scheme. So please join this service of Dawah Islami and benefit yourselves and benefit hereafter. So once again, I'd like to request all of our viewers to set up a small standing order, a direct debit for Madani Channel, inshallah, azawajal. You've been watching Arise and Shine, and today we've been talking about your father. Yes, the great blessing that your father is. You may have seen more, but they understand more. Remember that. And try and look after your parents whilst you have the opportunity to do it. And I pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla that those of you that have your parents alive, that you can take the blessings from them. Those of you who your parents have passed away, please do Isal al-Sawab for them. Please do good deeds for them and do dua for them as well. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine. Even the darkest night will end,
and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.